Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. I have to start by saying that I probably should have scripted this episode because honestly, there's just so much I want to say and it's gonna be all over the place. But I'm here and I want to talk about my experience with ads. This is gonna be the second part of my ads journey. It's not probably gonna be a weekly thing from now on per se, but since I have like just gotten started, there's a lot going on and I really just want to bring you behind the scenes. And if you didn't listen to the first part just yet, you can go ahead and do that. It's the episode before this one where you can hear more about my strategy, my starting point when it comes to ads, and just a general insight in what exactly it is that I'm doing. So the main premise here is that I have decided to try out ads, and my biggest thing is that I usually try them out, but I never fully commit. I don't love the idea of investing, especially investing too much without proof of return, right? So over years, I have once in a while become very excited about the thought of ads. I have kind of gotten into it, but then like I quickly pull out because there are no results. Over time, I have learned many different strategies. I have seen many different behind the scenes, and now I'm kind of like implementing all of that in my own strategies. And I really just want to see what works, what doesn't, and you know, what is gonna be the end result here. That being said, right now I'm promoting my Kickstart Your Course Challenge, which is gonna start September 15th. And it's one of those products, it's one of those offers that I'm just genuinely excited about. I really look forward to this. Kickstart Your Course Challenge currently in this round is gonna be a 10-day challenge, but it's gonna last for 2 weeks. And you will learn everything you need to do to plan, create, and launch your course. It's very in-depth, it's very comprehensive, and honestly, it's like my favorite product. It's one of my long-term most successful products I have ever had out there, and it brings results because quite honestly, I have just poured everything in this challenge, and it's only $33 to get access. You're getting access to 2 weeks of daily guides plus group support, and after that, you will have full access to the content after the challenge as well. So if you know that creating a course is on your bingo card for this year, then joining this challenge is the way to go. You really will not regret it, and I look forward to having you in there. So this challenge is the one I'm doing ads for as well, and it's the one I'm experimenting around. And one of the biggest things really is that I'm doing conversion ads. And conversion ads, as I already talked about in the first part, they can be tricky because ultimately conversion ads will require bigger investment. So with the conversion ad, my goal is to make sales, right? My main numbers that I'm focusing on that like will be my success rate is how many sales I have made. And while conversion ads are popular type of an ad, they, as I mentioned, can cost more and they can be harder to get started with because ultimately Facebook needs information to feed on. And what I've been getting is that you need to make at least 50 conversions. So I would need to make like at least 50 sales before I could confidently say that not only that it's working, but that Facebook actually have understood what I need from these ads, right? And 50 conversions is a lot. 50 conversions ultimately is 50 purchases. In my case, I'm doing 20 euros per day, and getting to the 50 purchases with this budget currently, I don't think it's a possibility. Like, realistically, I don't think it's a possibility unless I tune up the budget. And yes, it might happen, right? But ultimately, again, I'm just experimenting. I am trying different strategies. I'm trying different directions. So I might not also be consistent enough to actually see it. So the whole 50 conversion thing, I understand that it's kind of like a baseline that Facebook would be working with. But ultimately, we are playing a bit of a smaller game here. And I just want to see what happens with like small shifts and changes. And really, I just want to experiment, okay? I am sharing this episode. I'm talking here like I'm making an excuse for myself. And maybe I am. But honestly, I just want to experiment. Okay, so let's talk a bit more about what exactly has been happening. And actually, let me open my ads manager before I do that. I can tell you right away that my biggest problem, and actually when it comes to problems, I've had so many, we'll get to that as well. But when it comes specifically to experimenting and results, my biggest problem is that I am impatient. And just circling back to that 50 conversion thing, ultimately, what I would need to do, like theoretically to some extent, I would need to create a test and see how it works for like a week, right? So I would need to do several different graphics for several different audiences, invest that money and see what happens. What I have decided to do is to make that testing window shorter, ultimately reducing Facebook's opportunity to actually reach those 50 conversions, right? Because every time I turn on new ads, it restarts the process of testing, right? So what I have tested with one ad, like with one type of ad, with one type of audience for like 3 days, and then I start another test, ultimately it's just a lot of mini tests that is happening. And I know that what I would need to do is, especially when something is working, I would just need to keep it on, and then from there on I might see some real results. For now, so this first week, it has been pure chaos. Like, it has been absolute chaos. Even though I've been coming into this with somewhat a clear strategy, I have definitely not been consistent, and there are several different reasons for that. So my ads have been running all this time. I have tested, I would say, like three different, so the way I run it, every test that I do it as a separate campaign. And I know I could do it as a separate ad set instead of campaign, but for me, like overall easier to manage everything is when I do a separate campaign for like each specific experiment or test I want to do, right? So as of now, like it's been 1 week and I have done 4 different tests. One of them don't particularly count because I didn't care for it much. I did it just to see if the setup is going to be working, and that those were the traffic ads. Then I have done like 3 bigger tests. Currently, I have 2 of them running. So the first big one was the focus on conversions. I was doing 1 graphic with 2 different audiences. This was running for 3 days. The budget was €20 per day. And actually, it's the only thing so far that has gotten me 2 results. So specifically from ads, I have gained 2 sales from that specific campaign. So there was just one graphic, 2 audiences, and the audience that I thought will do the best was doing the best. So I have 1 more specific audience and 1 more general audience, and the one that was more specific was doing better. Now, currently, I have turned that ad off, and this is where it got a bit messy, especially over the weekend. So there is this thing, which I never actually knew, that when you turn on the ad, at least that's been my experience, I have to usually wait at least 24 hours until it actually gets turned on. So I used to do ads in the past, and they started bringing in results usually like within an hour, maybe 2-3 hours. Like, they got approved and they started bringing in results. But as of now, everything I have posted, it has taken time to actually take off. And in those early days, like last week, I was actually not ready for that in between waiting time. So there was like at least one day when nothing was happening because I turned off the sales campaign that was bringing me results. So I was like, okay, now here I know what's happening. I'm gonna turn it off, test something else, right? So my next test then was one graphic ad, a different graphic ad, and one reel. Now, with reel, it also got a bit tricky, and yes, there is more to that, but ultimately, I'm testing one graphic and one reel, both going to one audience. So now I'm specifically targeting that audience that was doing the best in my first trial ad, right? The one that actually made me the sales. Now, this ad, as of now, it's been turned on for, I think, maybe 3 days, like maybe 2 days, the third day. It hasn't been bringing many results, but I think there were like some setup issues. And that's why, for example, I feel like it was over the whole weekend when nothing was actually on. So there's been like a bit of the whole like backend thing happening. Like it's been a hot mess, as I mentioned. So as of now, though, it is active. It's happening. It's out there. Overall, it is not bringing me as good results as before. So from what I know, when it comes to video ads, usually you spend more for reach, like for the ad, right, to actually get to the people. So my overall reach now has been lower. There have also been like lower investment, and all of that have really made this specific trial and error phase a bit less successful than my very first campaign. And now I also have a retargeting ad set up. This one is currently at $5 per day, or like 5 euros per day. It's one of my reels, and it's going out specifically to those who have already interacted with my content in one way or another. I think the overall like results for the retargeting ad as of now have been quite all right. I'm very happy that I did it. I will probably continue it through the whole process. It will just stay there for now. I might switch out or like add in some additional reels to go out there. But other than that, that's where I'm at right now. I genuinely don't know how much of this made any sense, but I do have more. So one of the things, I really had several different setup issues. And one of the things that I probably wasn't prepared for was the complexity. And here I also have to like take a step back. I have worked with ads before, right? I know how the backend looks like. I know what I need to do to set them up and so on. But when it comes specifically to testing, and when I have like very specific idea of what I want or don't want to do, like for example, ad placements or the same like audience and so on, when I have like these very specific ideas I want to implement, it's hard to make sure that they're actually working. It takes time in the setup. It takes like a lot of mindfulness when I'm actually, you know, somebody who's maybe very used to ads, they just do all of this quickly. When I'm setting it up, I'm like looking at like every section, like making sure I have set up everything correctly. And even then I may forget something. And then if you forget something or you did something wrong technically, well, I wanted to edit them, right? And every time you edit an ad, it can go again. I don't know if it happens all the time, but ultimately it would again go into the phase of like being approved, right? So whenever I edit and republish, it again takes time for the ad to pick up. So all of this definitely have delayed like meaningful testing phase. But I would just say that this whole first week, like a bit more than a week now, but this first phase of it really have been just for me to understand how I want to approach this whole process. Another big thing, and I want to create another podcast episode about this, but I want to talk about some courses that I have brought. Actually, not a course, like one of them was a masterclass and the other one was kind of like a mini course. And I had, as a course creator myself, I had a very interesting experience. And since today I'm literally like losing my voice after every sentence, I might wait out to like fully give you an insight in that in a later episode. But for now, I just want to give you an idea of what was my experience. So through this whole process, I have purchased two courses, like two masterclasses. I purchased them because I saw them in the ads. I knew I want to like learn more, and maybe not in terms of like learning anything specific, but I just want to hear different perspectives from different ad managers. So one of these products was $37, and the masterclass was, I would say, half an hour, maybe 40 minutes long. Most of those 40 minutes were all about this setup. And let me tell you, if I would have known this, I would not have bought it, right? The promise of the landing page was so much different than from what I actually got. Because the promise was, you know, talking about the budgets, about the audiences, la la. But most of the class was about the setup, so I was very disappointed in that. Then there was a very tiny bit of like the actual strategy. And then legit for like half of the class, or like, okay, I'll be honest and say like maybe 10, 15 minutes of the class, of like 40 minute class, was about upselling the next step product. And I've been in the course and product industry for a while, right? I know how low ticket products work. I understand the purpose, but do I really have to pay for like, at least make it shorter? Like, at least make it short, like it was like 10, 15 minutes of like just promotional stuff. We are not in 2015. Like, let's not do that. Please, let's not do that. If you have promotional stuff to add in your low ticket product, make sure it's shorter. It's like, you know, straight up. And I don't look at this masterclass with the expectation to have 40 minutes of content just to get like half of that. Anyhow, I blame myself. I should have researched this better, and I should have not gone for this specific offer. Because here's the flip side to that story. I did buy another product, and the first one was $37. This one was $17. $17 product had, well, it was like a mini course. There were like 5 to 10 minute videos and maybe like 8 videos or something. So overall, it was more content than the first one. But there was also just so much more value. It was such an insightful piece of content. And yes, there was also some basic stuff, right? You know, how to set things up. I get that like most entry-level ad products will include that. But for me, really the most important part that was that I actually got the value. And the difference is that, and again, I blame myself because maybe I should have like looked into that first person's like landing page more and seen that this is not going to be for me, even though I did take a look at it. And again, like the promise of it was a bit different than the actual outcome. But anyhow, like this next product, even though it was way cheaper, it was way more insightful and it was actually very interesting. Even though I've been learning about ads for the longest time, here I actually got a new strategy. I actually got a completely new perspective. She was showing exactly how she does and what she does with her ads. And I'm gonna be implementing that strategy in the following days as well, testing that out specifically. That one was literally one of the most insightful things I have seen. And I have to say that the difference for me as somebody who is purchasing these products, the main difference really is just the simple fact that from that first one, I have unsubscribed from her list and I have left her universe for good. Well, the second product, like the second offer, even though I'm not like currently in the market to like buy anything bigger or join the mastermind or whatnot, I am very curious what it is that she's going to be posting later on. I'm very interested in her emails. I generally feel like I'm learning as I'm there. And I think this is just an important thing to keep in mind if you yourself are creating products. Make sure that you are delivering the value and you're not selling something just to sell a thing. Okay, I think it's time to wrap up this episode. I hope this is insightful for you. If you have had any ad experiences yourself, I would love to chat with you. I'm always curious about that, if there have been like any specific strategies that have worked or haven't worked, or you know, whatever is your story, I would love to connect with you. You can always reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. That will be it for this episode, and I hope to see you in the next one.